The Practice of the Presence of God. Brother Lawrence of the Resurrection was a 17th century lay Carmelite brother who took literally the words of St. Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5 to pray constantly. At every waking moment, Brother Lawrence praised his Father, thanked him, and remained in his presence. As he cultivated this habit, he found himself continually in God's presence, so much so that Lawrence sometimes felt he could hardly contain his joy. He once wrote, "If I were a preacher, I would preach nothing else than the practice of the presence of God. And if I were a director of souls, I would recommend to everyone that they continually converse with God, because I believe it is so vital and even easy to practice." So, what is the practice of the presence of God? Brother Lawrence explains in typical humble fashion, talking about himself in the third person. "I know a person who for 40 years has practiced an intellectual presence of God, to which he gives several other names. Sometimes he calls it a simple act, or a clear and distinct knowledge of God. Sometimes an indistinct vision, or loving look at God. Other times he terms it attention to God, silent conversation with God, confidence in God, the life and the peace of the soul." This practice is simply a way in which we can try to remain in God's presence, mostly thanking him and praising him, but also receiving his love on an ongoing basis. Sometimes it is good to step aside throughout the day to send up prayers and to reconnect to God, the one who loves us so much. But often it is being aware of God's loving presence when we are engaged in a mindless task that doesn't take much thought. If we can do that, we will find ourselves leading the kind of life that we were created to have. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden led this kind of life before the fall. They were constantly in God's presence and were aware of his loving care for them. In fact, human beings were not designed or created to be able to survive without abiding in God's love. When we stray from God's loving presence, we begin to lose track of what is really important in this life. When we forget about God, things do not go well for us. We lose our peace. We get upset about things. We begin to grumble and feel unhappy, and we begin to take on a worldly attitude and start to view things from a worldly perspective. All of us, or most of us, live busy lives, and as we go through each day, there may be things that threaten our composure, or disturb us, or lure us away from the right path. We receive some adverse criticism, and we feel despondent. Somebody cuts us off in traffic and we respond angrily. We are tempted by the sights and sounds of the world as they pass by us with their mirage of false comforts and forbidden pleasures. All of these things disturb our peace and draw us away from freedom into bondage. In a very real sense, when we decide to practice the presence of God, it is as if the Holy Spirit that dwells within us is communicating with the Father. It's as if the spirit of love that we received in baptism is constantly reaching out for the union of the Trinity, to make present to our senses the truth that we are loved. The commandments to love God and to love our neighbour as ourselves are impossible to fulfil without this movement of the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, Jesus encourages us to this practice. "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love." Remain in my love, he says. This is his command. This is his commandment. We can remain in the love of Jesus by trying to constantly be in his presence. Brother Lawrence admits that when we first tried to practice this method of prayer, it can be difficult to focus our minds and hearts. It can be difficult to remember to keep God present to us. But the more we practice it, he says, it quickly develops into a habit. In addition to building up a habit of prayer like this, we also build up a habit of rejecting thoughts that are not in keeping with the Lord's constant presence. As St. Paul urges us in 2 Corinthians 10, we begin to take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. In this way, we can guard our hearts from committing sins. We can guard our mouths from saying unkind words. We can master our actions so that they are only ever loving. Gradually, as this practice embeds itself in our lives, we begin to make capital of the injustices of life through our virtuous reactions. We begin to respond in a fruitful way to the pains and struggles of life. We find joy even in suffering and ill health. When God is our constant companion, we feel secure and protected, knowing that He is with us and is directing a constant stream of love towards us. This practice doesn't, of course, negate the need to spend time in mental prayer every day, but rather is a way of allowing the benefits of our prayer time to pervade the rest of each day. God is calling us to be saints, but we will never be able to respond effectively to that call unless we make efforts to remain in His love as often as possible and for as long as possible. All of the saints made this practice an integral part of their lives. It was the source of their heroic virtue, the wellspring of sacrificial love that they had for their fellow human beings. The road to holiness is not so much about our effort to improve ourselves. There is effort, but it is aimed at allowing God to work in us and through us. When we try to make the Lord present to us at every moment, then the way of perfection, as the saints referred to it, is suddenly within reach, because we're not gritting our teeth anymore. We're allowing God's love to flow through us. The practice of the presence of God allows us to draw on the strength of the Holy Spirit as we try to love our fellow human beings and lead a virtuous life. Here's what Brother Lawrence has to say about the effects of this prayer practice. Maintaining intimacy with Jesus sets our will aglow with the fire of holy love, because the soul is always with God, who is a consuming fire and reduces to ashes whatever can be opposed to Him. The soul, on fire with the Holy Spirit, can no longer live except in the presence of God, a presence that produces in the heart a holy zeal, an urgency about spiritual things, and a violent desire to experience God, who is loved, known, served, and adored by all creatures. Let's ask God for this grace of living forever in His presence. Heavenly Father, who have created me to know You and to love You, inspire in me a desire to always live moment by moment in Your presence. Let me always be aware of Your tender love shining down upon me, Your compassion always reaching out to me, and Your protection surrounding me. Teach me, Lord, how to love You above all things and how to share that love with others. Let me experience Your peace and Your joy as You gradually transform my sinful state from one degree of glory to another into the image of Your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit, who lives and dwells within me, and let me always respond to Your guiding hand in my life. Amen.